This is Music Notes for the week of September 10th. I'm Elaine Deal. The Wayne Yeager Trio with vocalist Pamela Mallory will play at Palm Court at the Hilton Cincinnati Netherland Plaza downtown Wednesday evening, September 12th, from 6 to 10. The Rusty Burge Quartet returns to the Greenwich with Steve Schmidt on piano Thursday, September 13th. Price Hill's Concerts in the Square series has its grand finale on September 14th with the performance from Armadura Musical at St. Lawrence Square from 7 to 9 p.m. Kelly Hunt will play at the Big Song Music House, 15 West High Street in Oxford, Ohio, on September 14th at 8 o'clock. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Kansas City roots singer Kelly Hunt is equally impressive as soulful, throaty vocalist and an aggressive, gospel-y pianist. Ricky Nye begins a European tour September 14th with dates in the Netherlands, Belgium, France, and Germany. It's Just Friends Friday at the Greenwich with Kathy Wade and the Vernon Hairston Trio. The evening includes a tribute to Aretha Franklin. Ben Bratton's Down Home Collective will play at Schwartz's Point Friday night. The Who's Tommy in concert will be presented at Memorial Hall September 14th and 15th, also the 20th and 21st. This five-time Tony Award-winning musical is based on the iconic 1969 rock concept album. In order to complete a feature-length version of the documentary Everybody Digs Jimmy McGarry, one of the most important jazz musicians in Cincinnati in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, Christopher Bragg has set up a GoFundMe page for donations. The deadline is September 15th. The Eugene Goss Trio plays at Café Vivace Saturday night, September 15th. There are several events Saturday in honor of King Records, starting with the Clean Up the King picnic at the Brewster Avenue building at 9 a.m., followed by a panel discussion of Lonnie Mack at the Downtown Public Library at 1. Jake Speed and the Freddies are playing King Records songs at the Imago Nature Center in Price Hill from 9 to 10 p.m. Saturday evening. And the second part of Lee Hayes' special about James Brown Productions airs on WVXU Saturday night at 11 and again Sunday night at 7. Traditional country musician James Carruthers is coming to the VFW Picnic Grounds in Franklin, Ohio, Sunday, September 16th. The Comet Bluegrass All-Stars will perform a tribute to King Records Sunday night at the Comet. Colorado indie band Dispatch will bring their beautiful harmonies to PNC Pavilion this Sunday night, the 16th. I spoke with drummer, songwriter, and vocalist Brad Corrigan in an interview you can hear on Local Exposure. Broadway stars from Hamilton, Wicked, Cats, The Phantom of the Opera, and more return to CCM on Sunday, September 16th to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the college's legendary musical theater program in the Patricia Corbett Theater. Pamela Myers and Ashley Brown are two of the stars expected to perform. Mickey James and the Queen City Crew will be at the College Hill Town Hall on September 16th from 7 to 9 as part of the Cincinnati Lindy Society Fall Band Series. Legendary jazz guitarist Gene Bertaccini will perform at the Irish Heritage Center on Saturday, October 6th, along with pianist Phil DeGregg. Bertaccini has been called the Segovia of jazz, and Phil DeGregg is currently on a U.S. State Department performance teaching tour of Brazil. Tickets are now on sale for the fourth annual Jazzed About Art show at Belterra Park on Kellogg Avenue, October 12th, from 6 to 10 p.m. There'll be live music from Art Gore and the Jazz Knights, numerous raffle prizes, and a new wine pool game. All guests will receive complimentary valet and a $10 player's card to enjoy the gaming area that night. From Herzog Studios, stereo on the Fritz, guitar amp not singing like it should, or maybe your guitar is overdue for a pro setup adjustment. Whatever you need to have looked at, we've got the experienced on-site staff to take care of it. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra will bring their winter tour to the U.S. Bank Arena for two shows on December 14th. Tickets go on sale on Friday, September 14th. And finally, Cher is coming to Louisville and Indianapolis in February. If you'd like to see her Here We Go Again tour, Tickets will go on sale September 14th. That's Music Notes for the week of September 10th. Music by Pat Kelly. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.